for?
So that sukha or that happiness rapture, that's still experienced as a mind object, right? I mean, you still experience it through the sense organ of the mind.
You're still experiencing it through the sense object of the mind, but it's also I want to emphasize is the grounding it in the body, because it can get very cerebral sometimes and dissociated, so that there's the way that the Buddha describes the jhana factors, that they're all the images are grounded in the body. And I think it's really important, because sometimes we're it can be taken quite cerebrally or almost theoretically, like the theory of happiness, and forget to ground it in experience, in physical experience.